Harper Children's Audio presents Beezus and Ramona by Beverly Cleary, performed by Stockard Channing.
Chapter 1. Beezus and Her Little Sister. Beatrice Quimby's biggest problem was her little sister, Ramona. Beatrice, or Beezus as everyone called her, because that was what Ramona had called her when she first learned to talk, knew other 9-year-old girls who had little sisters who went to nursery school, but she did not know anyone with a little sister like Ramona. Beezus felt that the biggest trouble with 4-year-old Ramona was that she was just plain exasperating. If Ramona drank lemonade through a straw, she blew into the straw as hard as she could to see what would happen. If she played with her finger paints in the front yard, she wiped her hands on the neighbor's cat. That was the exasperating sort of thing Ramona did. And then there was the way she behaved about her favorite book. It all began one afternoon after school, when Beezus was sitting in her father's big chair, embroidering a laughing tea kettle on a potholder for one of her aunts for Christmas. She was trying to embroider this one neatly, because she planned to give it to Aunt Beatrice, who was Mother's younger sister, and Beezus' most special aunt. With gray thread, Beezus carefully outlined the steam coming from the tea kettle's spout, and thought about her pretty young aunt, who was always so gay and so understanding. No wonder she was Mother's favorite sister. Beezus hoped to be exactly like Aunt Beatrice when she grew up. She wanted to be a fourth-grade teacher and drive a yellow convertible and live in an apartment house with an elevator and a buzzer that opened the front door. Because she was...